Recovery efforts are in full swing on the North Shore, where some areas received record water levels. WWNO's Ryan Kailoff visited St. Joseph Abbey, a seminary college just north of Covington. The campus, which last flooded in 1926, received between 20 and 24 inches of flooding.
The 1,200-acre campus at St. Joseph looks like something out of Downton Abbey. It's very beautiful. And driving up, nothing seems amiss, until you see the massive dumpster on the front lawn. It's full of carpeting, sheetrock, furniture, and debris. And it's actually full. As I pull up, a truck is dropping off a brand new empty dumpster and hauling this one away. The Abbey was hit hard on Friday night.
Every building here, over 14 buildings, were flooded. So,
Abbot Justin Brown is the spiritual father of the monastery.
A lot of damage, classrooms and housing, library and dining facility, all were affected. It's just so massive. It's just going to take a while.
And what does the insurance picture look like for you guys?
Well, I wish there was an insurance picture. Unfortunately, we did not have flood insurance. So, I guess we thought we wouldn't need it, like many other people. This is the place generally known for its high ground, I guess, in the area.
Brown's not alone. More than 700 people have been rescued in St. Tammany Parish so far. The bulk of them were on small back roads like this, north of Covington. 138 students of the seminary college were sent home. Abbot Brown hopes to resume classes on Monday. And besides stopping classes, the flooding also knocked out the Abbey's commercial enterprises, like their woodworking shop. The monastery makes and sells caskets in the community. They also have a gift shop where they sell homemade products, which is where another type of evacuee comes into play, bees.
I think we lost 15 of them.
15 hives, that is.
Say at 20,000 a hive, so do the math.
Jeff Horchoff raises bees at the Abbey and sells their honey at the gift shop. I did the math. He lost 300,000 bees overnight. The hives have a screen bottom, so during a flood, the water just rises up inside until it lifts up the hive and floats it away.
They traveled, I'd say, a good 100 yards up into the woods. The woods stopped them. We were anticipating about 140 gallons of honey this year. Now, zero. So you want to see them? Come here, I'll show them to you. You afraid of bees?
Three of the hives survived. Horchoff is using them to slowly rebuild. And despite the large and tiny stresses of rebuilding at the monastery, Abbot Justin Brown recognizes the bigger picture.
We are aware, as we, you know, deal with all of the effects of a flood, we're certainly aware that there are thousands of people out there in the state who are dealing with this same situation, and in some cases much worse than we are. So we're very much with them in prayer, and our thoughts also go out to so many others.
We'll be keeping an eye on rescue and recovery efforts across the state today. For WWNO, I'm Ryan Kailoff in Covington.